The Charlotte City Council approved new body armor and more community training for CMPD last night. Elsewhere in the program, we're covering other parts of the meeting, including updates on streetcar and airport construction. Now, we'll examine the votes involving CMPD and the frustration many at the meeting expressed about police treatment of African Americans. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
It was a crowded meeting, with many in the audience holding blue signs. Elsie Marie Green called council members' attention to them.
They say, "We are Charlotte. Our voice matters."
Also, body cam sham and the names of people shot by police. When the subject of stronger body armor for CMPD came up, they snapped their fingers as Councilmember Luana Mayfield asked this question.
At what situation would there be a need for a steel-plated body armor vest? Who would be using it? Because I think we need to have the conversation with as much transparency as possible.
Sure.
CMPD Deputy Chief Vicky Foster, who, like Mayfield, is African-American, provided the answer.
The difference between what we're asking for and what we currently have is the level 3 vests are the only vests going to stop a rifle or a shotgun. And so what we currently have are 4 handguns.
She says cops would not wear the new, heavier gear all the time. They'd keep it in the trunk of patrol vehicles and put it on in active shooter situations. The proposal also included stronger helmets. Altogether, the total cost is about $600,000. Council members approved it unanimously. When people in attendance had a chance to comment, Gloria Merriweather offered her own take.
Can we get body armor vests for the black community since we're the ones getting the bullets? How much of your funds are you willing to allocate to the protection of black Americans, people of color, here?
That's how much of the public hearing went.
Why do we as a black race have to be fearful of those who are supposed to protect and serve us? Black Lives Matter.
Whitney Joyce Dunlap was among several who called on CMPD to comply with the recommendations from President Obama's Task Force on 21st Century Policing. Mayor Jennifer Roberts pointed out a city committee plans to go through that report to show how CMPD stacks up. Elsie Marie Green later replied,
"We demand a date by which that will be reviewed, and we demand to be included in the conversation on how it's going to be implemented."
There are recommendations from the president's report CMPD is already following. In fact, during the meeting last night, City Council approved a consulting contract for additional training on community engagement and implicit bias. Deputy Chief Foster put it into context.
It's just one piece in the continuum of all the different diversity education trainings that we're offering.
CMPD has also gained national attention for its program called Cops and Barbers, which uses barbershops as a forum for police officers and young men to build relationships. And back when Rodney Monroe was CMPD chief, he was on one of the panels the presidential task force gathered. Mayor Jennifer Roberts says city officials could do a better job explaining those things. That's part of the reason for the comprehensive review they're undertaking.
There are many people who seem to be watching closely who may not know all that's in that report, and it's hard even for council members to keep up with every single one the police officers have implemented or are in the process of implementing where they stand. And so really, we look forward to working better with our community so that we get the information into their hands.
She recognizes there's tension between some in the African-American community and the police department. She says she appreciates the passion the public speakers brought to the meeting. It shows there's still work to do. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.